This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. Thanks to the Worldwide Wave team for another fantastic show. The time is 1 minute past the hour of nine on your lovely Monday evening, and I do hope you're having a lovely evening wherever you might be, whether you're in the bath, perhaps, in the lounge room, in the living room, wherever you are. I hope you're having a nice one. Tonight on Kiss My Arts, we have a jam-packed show for you, lovely listeners. Tonight, we have one of Melbourne's hottest bands, and can I say, just downright gorgeous lads, joining us in the studio. This band joined us on Kiss My Arts twice last year, so it's going to be exciting to check out what they've been up to since we saw them last. Hailing from Melbourne, the band's first album was acclaimed as one of the best Australian debut releases by Reverb magazine, and critics have raved that their darkly majestic collection of understated songs recalls the best bits of Ryan Adams, Elbow and Jeff Buckley, and have even been described as the new Radiohead. Tonight in the studio, right here on Kiss My Arts, we are joined by the incredibly talented boys from Black Chords. So kick back, relax, fill up that glass, and enjoy an hour of the latest in new music. Hear it first and hear it live, right here on Kiss My Arts. But before we chat with the lovely boys from Black Chords, let's listen to the incredible new single off their very, very soon to be released second studio album. It's called Oh No. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
That was the incredible new single off the Black Chords soon-to-be-released album. It was called Oh No. I believe it's due to be released in April, but we're going to hear all about the nitty-gritty of the album and the song itself when we speak to the Black Chords. Now, the Black Chords have been around in one form or another since 2005, but it was in 2006 that they created a stir when, as still an unsigned band, their video for Broken Bones won first place at Melbourne's prestigious St Kilda Film Festival. Maybe you actually remember that. But it's been 7 years since then, and their latest album, A Thin Line, is due out very soon in April. Now, critics have raved that the album pulses with energy and is rife with confidence. Confidence obviously garnered from the past 7 years of writing, recording and playing together live. Now, it's not released yet, as we've just mentioned, but to tell us all about it, we are excited to have the Black Chords with us on the show tonight. Guys, welcome to the show.
7 years.
Has it been that long?
Has it been that long?
I don't know. Maybe my maths is incorrect. I think it's been about that long.
It has.
But, you know, all good things come to those who wait. And, you know, and we've certainly been treated to a little bit of a snippet off your forthcoming album, which is soon to be released. That's Oh No. Tell us a little bit about that one.
You feel this one, Jimmy?
You wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
It took ages. It started off as this kind of really bad alt country sort of.
Awesomely jiggy. Bad alt country. Jiggy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was awesomely bad. But it had heaps of different incarnations, and then we finally settled on the best one.
We started writing it, and we kind of kept going with it because we thought there was something.
There's definitely something in it.
Was there a moment when you went, oh, no? Or
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Every moment. It was just like...
Every day.
The idea of the title is that... I don't know who gets that feeling from time to time where you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, no, it's 10 o'clock.
Day. Ah. No, just another day. Fuck.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't
but,
it?
But this song was we were just, like, just hammering away at it for ages. And then when we were in the studio recording this record, we still were hammering away with it and kind of just stuck. And then there was this... one night where the producer and co-producer David and Mark were kind of pushing us in this direction that we probably definitely would not have gone in.
No, it's a bit unexpected. And even And we came up with the verse, and I was, oh, this is good, there's something in this. And then we got to the chorus, and I'm like, oh, no. But I think the chorus was the very last thing that got finished from the whole album. That was the last.
But there was this moment where we were sitting there and we're like, whoa, what's going on here? And then suddenly we all just went, holy shit, this is awesome. This works. Really loved it. Yeah. And hearing this verse coming in, I remember because we were staying out in the bush in this big studio, and we had this little this area which was our bedroom. And I remember going out this night and kind of going, this is awesome. This is exactly what we want to do, and we're creating music, and we're really excited by it. And we don't think it's kind of necessarily a commercial success, but we really believe in what we're doing. And we had this kind of epiphany where we could say that people can give a shit about whatever we're creating, but we actually are really proud of what we're doing.
Aww.
Guys, I love you.
Oh, it's so early in the show. Dude, we're getting so deep already.
I've got to go to bed.
So, obviously, the track is it's a little bit different from your previous stuff. There's a little bit more of an electronic-y feel, some keyboards, some vintage guitars even, I believe.
Yeah.
So, is this something that we can look forward to for the rest of the album as well? Is this a new Black Chords direction?
Definitely. Yeah, everything kind of... We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to kind of have 12 days with David, our producer, in this studio and hope that, you know, a lot of the songs are kind of half written as well. So you put the pressure on of game day on.
My half.
Yeah. So it's like you want the product at the end of it. But yep. It was good because he interpreted it differently, and he's quite a professional person. So it was really good. Like, producers are quite underrated, and... Yeah, all the great albums generally have a good producer behind them. And
just, I think we kept using the term the alchemist.
He was kind of the alchemist for sure, yeah. So it was good to kind of, reinvent our sound through him.
So the vintage guitars, keyboards, electronic effects, how is that going to translate into your live shows? Have you had an experiment with performing any of the tracks live?
Yeah,
yet?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got the gig coming up on Friday at Ding Dong Lounge, but it was, it's...
Just press play.
Pretty much. Count in, press just play.
Look pretty.
Dance.
Got a new hairdo. I will have a new hairdo.
Yeah.
Shave my neck.
No, it's good. It's, I guess you record down layers of a song and then you listen to it and interpret that again, which is interesting. But it's good. I really like the weather.
So is the live version a little bit more stripped back, or have you got the full production, the electronics, all that happening?
Well, some of them are stripped back, but I think I Know is probably a little bit more kind of balls out.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have lots of friends that come and join us, so... It's a good friend of ours from Tiger and Me. He comes and plays keyboards for us in the night, and Sarah, who plays drums, has all these electronic pads and all this stuff, as well as the drum kit. So it's all, the sounds are all there. I have a little synth and play that for a bit. And
a little tiny one.
You play it well, though.
Well, you know, it's how you use it, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we'll delve into the actual album a little bit later. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned because the Black Chords have got their guitars in hand and are going to perform live for us right here on Kiss My Art. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Black Chords. You're listening to Kiss My Art on Joy 94.9. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, do you guys remember doing that last time you were here?
I do now. I wish.
You do now?
Yeah.
There's another one there too. I was like, how are you guys going to react to this?
Play more.
Awesome. Speaking of playing more, I believe you guys are going to play an oldie but a goodie for us. This is off your first album all those many years ago. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this one before we take a listen?
God, I can't remember.
Can't remember What's this going one. On? We were just joking before that Nick actually forgets lyrics, so I wonder if after 7 years they're still there somewhere.
Yeah, put me on the spot. Good.
No pressure or anything. No pressure.
I'm just going to have a glass of this purple cup of water.
Would someone else like to
go
remember?
On, go and you interpret my lyrics, Tristan.
Or perhaps we should just let the music speak for itself.
Yeah.
All right. And they're going in cold without any levels or anything, so we'll see how we go.
Just put us on the spot
put
again.
Put you on the spot.
All right, this song's called 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
lies, trying to prove your innocence is true. You're laughing at me, and there's nothing to do. We walk the straight line, I'm jumping through hoops. This can't be right, I'm starting to slide. This isn't right.
Hi, this is Katie Underwood, and I tune in to Joy 94.9 because I think it's beautiful, beautiful, yeah. It's so beautiful, beautiful.
You're on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 19 minutes past 9 on your lovely Monday evening, and I do hope you are having a lovely evening wherever you are, in the car, at home, at your grandma's, who knows. Hope you're having a good one. We are here because we have the Black Chords joining us on the show. And just a moment ago, they performed for us live, an oldie but a goodie, their track 22. Guys, thank you. It was lovely. It's so lovely to have you back on the show. I feel like...
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's been how long, did we say?
9 months.
9 months. Yeah. God, you could make a baby in
totally,
that time.
Yeah. We kind of did.
You did make a baby. Yes, indeed. Well, let's talk about your baby, A Thin Line.
Yeah.
Due to be released very, very soon, April, I believe. April the 5th, early April. I can't wait to get my hands on it. Can you tell us a little bit of sneaky information about what we can expect from the album?
There's lots of songs that came from dreams in this record. And it's a big kind of moody soundscape of these kind of dreams and moments of kind of just being totally and utterly overwhelmed. It's very positive.
It's a very positive album.
It's kind of really positive. It's sunshine.
Redemptive. Mm. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cathartic.
Wow, so deep.
I just like saying that word.
Yeah.
For you or for us or for everybody?
Oh, I think people will listen to it and feel cathartic, especially if they jog and listen to it.
It's a good jogging album.
Yeah.
A good jogging album. That's a good little tagline to, you know, a thin line. A good jogging album.
We don't jog. I've never jogged a day in my life.
Maybe now you will.
But we write jogging music.
What makes something jogging music?
It's up and down.
Up and down. Right. Yeah. Cool.
Depends what kind
it's
of shorts
it's more my
you're
kind of jogging music. So it's like it's a sprint for 50 metres and then it takes
bit
me
of a
about
puff.
5 minutes to get my voice back. My voice? My breath back. And then another 2 minutes of upbeat and then 10 minutes of crying.
It's got rise and fall. It's got some shape to it.
Trying to feed the ducks at the pond in Princess Park. Yeah, but there's no water because there's
you
a drought.
You were there.
All right, guys, back on track here. Back
so
on track.
This is
it. Well, I was intrigued to find out more about the video clip for Oh No, because I believe that you got all of Melbourne's artistic and creative people on board for that. Choreographers, you got cinematographers, all kinds of different photographers involved. How did all the cartographers?
Yep.
So tell us a bit about that and how it all came about.
Yeah, we decided that the best way to get this video across is to get every cartographer in Melbourne in this clip. And it's pretty much big full stop.
So a cartographer, is there a wiki definition or something?
Yeah, it's pretty much a somebody who makes maps.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But we made the map with flour. And then got the dancers to dance
so
over that.
Anyone who's seen this clip, we spent pretty much the whole budget on buying flour to create
self-raising
this
flour.
We had self-raising. We had some wholemeal flour.
Some
we
spelt.
Had some spelt
corn,
gluten-free flour.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, we're essentially we're a bit of a UFO kind of obsessed band, and we created what are they called? A
crop circle
out of flour, and then we got some of Melbourne's best dancers to ruin their eyes by dancing through it and getting flour in their eyes for a whole day.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it was good to watch these fit people just like keel over and struggle.
It was good for me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Is it up online somewhere? Can listeners have a look at the clip?
Yeah, if you just type in Black Chords one word, Oh No, on YouTube. It's
on
we just put
front
it up
page
the
of our website.
Yeah,
blackchords.com. So you guys are moving up in the world. You've got your own website now. Yeah, I think last time
Tristan,
we were just on Facebook. Oh, so you did the website. Mm. Yeah, it looks good.
Here's our savvy IT connection.
Wow.
Thank you.
So Blackchords, just a .com, you're not sort of limiting yourself to Australia. I mean, you are global, and let's talk about that because you guys are about to head off to the States very soon, South by Southwest, Canadian Music Festival.
Yeah, Canadian Music Week after that as well.
Yep. So big times ahead. So what's going to happen on the tour? Are you taking a lot of your new stuff over there? Giving that a spin.
Yeah, we'll take it all over and just knock their socks off with it.
So that's a pretty big start to 2013. Anything else on the cards for, you know, I mean, not that that's not enough. That's it's a lot going on, but is there anything else coming up in the future?
Well, we've got a few songs left over from the album as well that were, you know, I kind of listened the other night and was really pleasantly surprised.
So what? How do you decide what makes the cut and what doesn't? Or is that something that your producer has more of a say in?
Yeah, we kind of laid out, I think, about 13, 14 on the floor, all had a listen, and, you know, a lot of them, they have different kind of birthing processes in a sense, you know, like Oh No took ages, whereas a lot of them can be written in a week or so, you know, and they don't really vary too much from the original sound.
It's amazing how quickly some songs turn into recorded songs for a record, or some songs take months to get to that place, and then some songs that take 2 seconds and you go, oh, they're amazing, and then suddenly you record them and you're like, oh, it's not so quite good. It's, yeah. We just didn't capture it. So I think we spent, what was it, the first day we spent just putting down all the songs that we had, and then it was that kind of choosing,
sifting process.
Sifting through, like, in that one day, kind of going, okay, what's right now, and just knowing that we only had 12 days to record this record in. So it was,
is that
kind
all
of going,
only, yeah, 12 days? Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
so what's the
17 years to get it out.
Yeah, the lead up process is always a bit longer, isn't it? So what's a typical day in the studio like for you? If you've only got the 12 days, is it sort of, is there a routine? Does everyone have their roles?
Yeah, I mean,
is it 9 to 5, or is it just go with the flow?
The focus for us in the first album and this album was generally, like, drums get the microscope for the first few days. So, you know, like a canvas, you lay down the,
yep,
you know, the foundations. So for me, there was a bit of time to bide in that moment to work on ideas for when I was called up, say, on day 5 or day 6, to actually, like, throw ideas out at it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So you're not there during the drum recording,
yeah,
process?
I like to be there. I think we all like to be there for to witness it all. And, you know, even if it's just, like, you know, just to be there for one another.
We definitely, like,
throw ideas around.
Get up at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning, jump naked on each other's beds, and then cook eggs.
That's a bit of the ritual of the studio,
ritual,
yeah.
And then by about 10:30, we'd have coffee, eggs, get the naked dancing out of the way, and then
and the flower.
Jump into the studio. That's where the idea of the flower came in. Was,
well, oh, this is going down. Oh dear.
No, it's totally fine. It's healthy. It's better if we talk about it than if we, like, bottle it up and we end up.
Oh, you guys are hilarious. Well, we're going to have to take a break, but stay tuned. We're going to check out one of the Black Chords older tracks at World End after the break. Stay tuned, because we've got another live track and more flowery stories from the Black Chords. You're on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello there. This is Butterfly Boucher on Kiss My Arts with Amy, the lovely Amy, on Joy 94.9.
You're on the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 27 minutes to 10 on Monday. I hope you're having a lovely evening. We are having a lovely evening right here in the studio on Kiss My Arts, because I've got three of the most gorgeous men in Melbourne sitting right in front of me. They are Tristan, Damien and Nick, and they are the boys from the Black Chords.
Stop it.
How's that for a bio? Put that on the website.
Stop it.
I can see you blushing, Nick.
I've got to go to the toilet.
No, I was saying it's lovely to have you guys on the show again. You were here twice last year, and in the space of 9 months since we've last had you here, you've been extremely busy, and got a new album coming out. You've released a single, and you've got a whole string of gigs lined up for the year. So it's so good to hear all of your news. Back to the official questions. We were talking about flower before. I don't know how we got on to flower. Obviously, very important topic. But I want to get back into the music questions. So your new album has a bit of a different... How would you
texture.
Say it? Texture?
Yeah.
Different instruments, perhaps. So when you're in the studio and you've only got 12 days to record... These, what, 12 songs? Did 12 make it on? Or
10.
10.
It was only 10?
Yeah, we wanted to be 10. I think it's a good
one. Yeah, it was something that I think I decided well before we recorded it. It was
just a 10. Nice round number. Just 10. Is that a round number?
I wanted the first record to be 10 and it was 11.
Oh, well, there you go. But I'm just wondering, what's always in the back of your mind in the studio when you're recording? What's the most important thing for you to achieve through the recording process?
Just the best possible, I guess, creative... I don't know, the best possible way to express what you want to express. And for me, it's guitar, Nick, it's vocals and songwriting, and Tristan, it was bass and a hell of a lot of electronic influence as well, you know. Mm-hmm. So
there was definitely two questions there. What's in the back of your mind? And that thing is just like, holy shit, are we going to actually create something that's decent?
Is there that element of doubt?
Yeah.
And I think this could just
be staring into the abyss. I think, but you got to take some risks. And Dave was really good at that. Every time we came into the song, he was like, yeah, that's good, but it's too safe. Do more. Yeah. Make it more, whatever it is, you need to make it more that.
Were there things that you considered in this album that you'd never even thought of before?
Definitely, yeah.
You just kind of went, oh, yeah, now's the time to try out whatever.
Yeah, because you can work out parts and get very precious about them, and then a producer can come in and go, nah, doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to act on that moment and come up with something in an hour or a couple of hours, you know, so it's good. Yeah. I think it's a really good process.
But at the same time, we really, I think, like, we talked about it a lot, like creating something that we really believed in, something. We talked about this electronica element. We talked about kind of pushing ourselves out of this comfort zone. For me, lyrically, I went from something really relevant and reflective to my life in the first record to kind of something was a bit more kind of, I don't know, out there on the periphery of actual reality or kind of dreamscape kind of mm-hmm. reflectiveness. Damien went from like his really earthy kind of guitar lines in the first record and to something really kind of ethereal and creating this amazing layered soundscape that was just takes you to a different world. So it was something that we talked about doing, but when we were playing, we weren't really going there until we sat down and made this record and we ended up making something and creating these songs and doing them justice in the way that we hoped that we would do. But at the same time, it kind of was outside of us when we did it.
I think the word you used before, texture, is maybe a good one to describe all of that. Sounds like you've just kind of, I don't know, worked on more layers and kind of just built up this sort of soundscape of, you know, different textures. That's a really good word. You went back to the shed to record. Is that this, as it's been come to known? How important is it for you to get away from jobs, life, the city when you're recording an album? Would you have considered doing it in the city, or is that something that's really important to you?
If we had the money, I think.
It's got nothing to do with getting close to nature.
Outside of recording, to do that as well, you know, it's like the great moments of my life have been out of the city and out of the job, and I think that's what people aim to do on a regular basis. So to be able to do that recording,
I think that headspace of being creative is, that headspace is really unconducive to waking up at a certain time and answering your emails and checking your phone and making things happen. That
definitely,
like, it's a linear versus a non-linear thing. So it's sort of nice to shut yourself off and go, I don't have to be organized or shower if I want. You know, that whole kind of, you just float on the ether and
So are you guys juggling day jobs as well, or are you sort of
we're total
rock stars?
Rock stars. All I need to do is afford a $70 bottle of Talisker, and that's about it. That's get me through the day.
Yeah.
Life is easy, isn't it?
You wouldn't believe. Drop your pick, didn't you?
And all of this is coming across in your lyrics. It's all out there. It's all in the album. Where were we? What were we talking about? Getting away in the shed.
Away.
Yeah.
The amazing part was that we could get really frustrated and get feel like we had cabin fever and go out and sit by a river and chill out, and that was amazing. And having that kind of nature is incredible. But at the same time, the whole idea about getting out of town wasn't necessarily to get back to nature. It was more about getting our heads into a process that was so all-encompassing and creating music, creating something that we believed in without the distractions of yeah, what Tristan said, getting emails, paying phone bills, doing all that kind of stuff.
So just to go right back again, I know we touched on this last time we're here, but just for our new listeners, how did you guys meet all those moons ago? Nick, I think, and Damien, did you guys meet first and then Tristan came aboard? Is that how it worked?
Yep.
So tell us, just reminisce a little bit about the fortuitous moment that you first met.
Very, very kind of condensed version. I had been doing dance at VCA and got injured, decided to get on a plane, go to London, started playing music over there, came back to Australia, was shit scared of actually performing or getting in front of anybody. So I started running an open mic night and an acoustic night at this bar on Smith Street. Lots of amazing musicians came through there and lots of not so amazing musicians came through there, but amazing people at the same time. Ended up becoming really good friends with a guy called Ben Smith, who's this great roots kind of muso around Melbourne, and went to his house to have a few drinks, and he brought his friend along who just so happened to be my soulmate, who was Damien.
Oh, babe.
Oh, yes. It was love at first sight. Oh. We hit it off straight away. Just kind of...
I just like the fact that you had that drunken muso talk of like, we'll form a band, we'll rehearse and all that kind of stuff, and you actually called me back. Yeah, because most of the time you go out to a party or whatever
and they don't call you back.
It's like, let's play, let's start a band, and you never hear from them again.
Well, there you go. Good thing you... you did the call, and here you are. So what about Tristan? How did you join the...
Who?
The soul... So he's not your soulmate.
This is an even better story, but it goes for about 25 minutes. But
well, maybe we should... We'll take a break? Have a think about it. Plan your answer, and we'll come right back. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and you're listening to Kiss My Arts on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Arts show with Amy on Joy 94.9. The time is 17 minutes to the hour of 10. We have the lovely Black Chords with their guitars in hand, ready to perform for us again. This one was the first single off their soon-to-be-released album. It's called Dance, Dance, Dance. So wherever you are, get your groove on to this one. All right, guys, take it away.
I'd like to dedicate this to Tristan. I do love you.
Love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
I'll feel the love in the room.
Three, four.
All the smoke of the stars, looks on the shelves, it's deep.
never flash, too fast for me to catch. The standards I stood before. Writing letters to you now, thinking maybe I'll get back somehow. The only reason I'm out of bed to write the words that I never said. Forgot about love and you forgot about me. I should have danced, danced, danced that night. I could have taken the chance.
This is Amber Nichols and you're listening to the Kiss My Art Show with Amy on Joy 94.9.
You are indeed on the Kiss My Art Show on Joy 94.9. We've just been hearing the boys from the Black Chords perform Dance, 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 which is the first single off the soon-to-be-released album. So you guys are going to release all the songs as singles? Or?
Yeah, I think every 6 weeks. With a kind of... for the next film clip, we want to just film like the Windows screensaver, and that'll be the next 95. Clip. Yeah, Windows 95.
Go a bit screen. Experimental.
Yeah.
Has that actually been done, or is that? Because I haven't really seen the second single being released as often. Is that
which,
done?
What? How?
Off an
what?
Album? You know, everyone releases a first single, but to release a second single or a third single before the release.
Yeah, I think it's like probably more back in the days of singles that happened a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
or now
everyone just wants to release a full LP now, don't they? Sure. Yeah,
it definitely happens now. It's just more because digital maybe just gets lost on the radar a bit more than when it was like the 90s and you had
the single,
yeah, you know,
yeah.
I guess bands that they're kind of going fishing for that hit. I mean, I guess you love all your songs really, but you don't know what anyone else is like, so you keep releasing them. There. Maybe this one will go. Maybe.
Oh, no, that was a flop. No. Let's release another one.
And we're not like that at all.
So, Tristan, before the break and the song, we were heading down memory lane with how you joined the Black Chords.
Well, because these guys have been doing their thing for a while. They'd done the first album and then they needed a bass player and I was not doing much and I answered an internet ad. So
you guys met online?
Met online.
E-harmony all the way.
Digital chords.
Had to be love.
Digital chords, did you say?
Mm-hmm. And then, I had a bit of a play with them and thought, yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. I was weighing it up. And
so you actually contemplated not joining?
Well, I couldn't decide what I was doing with my life and that whole existential thing. And I ended up working on a cruise ship for like a couple of weeks with like not an amazing cover band, and just before I left I was trying to get reception because I thought, oh, I really should call these guys because I'm going to be in the middle of the water. And
let's just quickly get visuals here. Tristan is built like a brick shit house and he's an amazing stripper. Anyway, keep going.
And then
just to give you a bit of context, I couldn't get any,
so I was like, maybe I don't want to do an original band thing right now. I'm not in the headspace for it. But I couldn't get any reception, so I couldn't call them. And then I did the ship and went, I can't do that anymore, ever again. And I called them. I'm like, dudes, I'm your man. Oh, if you have me. And
and here you
good
are.
Ever since. I thought, such a good band, but I'd probably end up making it a bit more electronic. I hope that's not a bad thing.
And pushing that way.
So is the electronic influence your baby?
Oh, yeah.
it was me pushing a lot of buttons, but I mean, we've all got the, you know, love, grew up with that Radiohead sort of kid yeah. A stuff and Massive yeah. Attack, we all like that, and I'm kind of the band geek that is happy to click the mouse for hours into the night in the studio whilst...
I remember meeting up, me and Damien met up with Tristan for the first time after pressing send on the internet, and we went down to De Graves Espresso and met with Tristan for the first time and just started to talk to him about what he was doing, and aside from the cruise ships, he was doing a lot of DJ stuff and really into the electronica, and then Tristan left and me and Dibby were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's in.
He's in.
It was like that eHarmony date that you have, not that I've ever had one, but I can imagine it, of like this amazing person walks in the room, you're like, how the hell am I going to keep this? It's too good for me.
Yeah, he looks aww. Great with a spray
don't
on
stop
town.
It. No, stop it.
And we're still trying to keep him.
Aw, that's such a lovely story. Aw. Oh, warm and fuzzy. Thank you. Nick, you mentioned before that you started out life studying to be a dancer. Where did that come from? And I also believe that you...
The army.
Yeah, you went to the army. Now, how do you go from doing all of that to being a rock god?
Confused.
One you word answer, really confused.
Well, you wake up one morning and you're like... Tell you what I need to do with my life. I need to put on some camouflage. I need to put on some face paint. And I need to dance whilst singing.
They do seem
And then it just works out perfectly. You go and join the army. You go to New South Wales and you put on your face paint. And then you put on your leotard and you go to dance school. And then you start singing and you're travelling to the US to tour. Mm. Easy.
That seems like a very logical progression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What about you guys, Tristan and Damien? What were you doing before the
Black
Cords?
Tristan was in the Navy.
Yeah, but playing as a
guy,
musician.
That was bass? Or
bass, guitar, doing lots of stuff, trying to keep myself interested. I mean, it's a great job, I guess, but nothing's better than writing your own songs and playing them, I think.
Yeah.
So...
Whilst cannons are going off in the background, riding a ship with like a grandma in like
what?
What sure. About you, Damien? What were you doing that led you to
nothing.
The Black Cords?
I was in Tasmania for a while because I grew up there, and it was working in like really Ocarazzi pubs with the TAB in the background.
Did you grow up in Tasmania? Or?
I did. Yeah, I was born in Melbourne, but I grew up in Tassie. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was just like. Always looking over to the other side of Bass Strait for an answer, and then it took me a while to do it, and then when I did it...
I don't get what is with, like, rural pubs where they've got on every wall, they've got a TV screen playing something, like football or whatever, and
or
you
the
can't...
Black Cords you can't, video clips.
No, if only they were playing Black Cords video clips. But they just play, like, really bad... TV or video hits or sports
pubs,
but you just sit there and where were we in Adelaide or no, we were in Tassie, we were in your hometown, Dimmy, and we were sitting there having lunch and we were trying to have a conversation, but none of us could hold a sentence because we've all got TV screens, we're all facing different directions, and we're just sitting there going,
the attention spans of gnats, that
yeah.
Now, listen, we've got a... sadly, the show is coming to an end. You guys have a gig this Friday night at Ding Dong. Tell us a little bit about that and all the details that we need to know to get there.
It's... we're playing with General Electric or General Assembly? General
Electric. Good to know that you know the details.
Oh, no. Whoever it is, it's awesome.
We have, like... I really, really love these guys.
So do I.
General Assembly and the Hell of the Morning who are playing... Yeah. They're both amazing bands, and you've got to check them out right now. So they're opening up the night for our single launch at Ding Dong Lounge on Market Lane, and we've got an amazing musician coming from another band called The Tiger and Me coming and joining us and playing keys for us and singing his amazing baritone backing vocals, and then we've got some beautiful
string section
girls coming and joining us for the string section.
Strings.
Full on orchestra.
Cinematic. Yep.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Are you coming, Amy?
I absolutely am. Awesome.
Amy will be here. Awesome. You get to meet her.
Yeah.
Look, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been a pleasure to see you again and hear all of your what you're doing. It's amazing. So
I'm wearing a Hooters t-shirt, by the way, everyone.
Thanks for saving that. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got the boys from the Cubby House. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.